Walt Disney World Memories Podcast number 191, Disney Transportation. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support. Welcome to memory 191 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Well, here we are at the start of a new memory. I can't believe I've been doing this podcast now for almost 12 years. Rather inconsistently, I might add, but 12 years nonetheless. For those that want to go back to the beginning, you can always download all podcast episodes from the www-memories.net website. At the bottom of the website is a blog archive where you can drill into each memory and click that download link at the top. But that's the past. Let's look to the future and start a new memory day at Walt Disney World, shall we? Since we're starting a new day in the parks, let's begin by talking about the general setup of the day and things that will come into play into our decision making throughout the day. First off, we are just spending one day in the parks. We already have park hoppers with no expiration that we purchased years ago, and that we've been coming back to Walt Disney World one day at a time and using them up slowly. It's a Thursday just after Labor Day in 2017, and we've decided to leave the beach and do a single day at the parks. The interesting thing is that it's just before Hurricane Irma hit the Florida Peninsula, and it's already impacting people's planning. You know, throughout the day, we'll be standing in line and folks all around us are checking the weather on their phones, looking at the news, or, you know, even checking on their many flight cancellations that are already impacting their plans for the weekend. Our plan at this point is to begin driving early Saturday and hopefully get out of Florida ahead of the storm. If you want to actually know how we did and more about that story, let me know, and maybe I'll write up some special blog post about our adventures with Irma. In any case, it's a very warm day with temperatures reading into the mid-90s. Heat index is over 100. Crowds, however, were expected to be light, and according to touringplans.com, they were. A prediction was a 1, and it ended up being 2. Still very low on their scale out of 10. I have built a touring plans in hopes that we might be able to make it to the Animal Kingdom to experience the new Pandora Land. However, as our day progresses, we'll see the lines at Flight of Passage are significantly longer than we ever wanted to wait, especially when we can do as much as we're doing with these shorter lines at the rest of the parks. So instead, we'll start out by parking in Epcot, taking the monorail to the TTC and then to the Magic Kingdom Park. For the afternoon, we'll park hop over to Epcot and finish out our day doing as many of our favorite attractions as we can before filling up on gas and heading back towards Clearwater Beach where we're staying, which we find out during the day has announced mandatory evacuations, so gas starts becoming harder to find. To start off, we'll join our memory today as we're arriving in Epcot almost a full hour before the park opens. However, Epcot is having in the morning extra magic hours, but we can't participate because we're not staying on property, and we wanted to go over to the Magic Kingdom anyways, so we have our magic bands from a previous stay and decide to check out just to make sure that they're still working before we get to the gates and Good thing we did, because we discovered that our tickets are actually all screwed up. We had a previous vacation, and they used the wrong tickets, and our non-expiration we've been eating into and didn't realize it. So we got to spend the next 30 minutes explaining this to some poor cast member in the guest services and how this is all went wrong. Long story short, they end up fixing it finally, and we turn around and sprint for the monorail to the TTC to try and catch it and get over to the Magic Kingdom as soon as possible. We'll finish off the memory as we finally arrive in the park about 15 minutes after the park is opened, which isn't too bad, really. Now, before you go ahead and shut us off, don't worry. You're not going to have to listen to all that boring stuff. Instead, we're going to focus on the fun of the Disney transportation system. I've heard it said the monorails are just as much fun as just about any other attraction and are a great way to begin your magic as you arrive in the parks. So, as always, you can find out how to contact or follow me, find out more about the show, see photos and videos, and support the show, or download previous episodes at our www-memories.net website. Thank you again to all of those who are leaving reviews on sites like iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, YouTube. This helps increase our visibility and provides people with an idea of how good the podcast is. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we start a new adventure in our favorite vacation destination.
Good morning.
Standard or
Professor? Standard. No, it's closed.
Have a magical day, thanks.
Thank you.
We told you that, sweetheart. I'm so sorry for that.
Yeah, I'll go start looking up. Why don't we walk on the front of the cars so we don't walk into traffic? Yeah. Come here, kiddos.
Huh? I can get where you can see the camera. Right there.
All right, ready? One, two, three.
Mikey, you ain't smiling!
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you, sir. Yourself?
I'm doing all right. Can't go bad here, you know?
Yes. People that say, you know, the question is, how are you doing? Of course I'm doing fine. I'm at the park.
I'm at Disney World.
I'm at Disney World. How bad could it be?
That's a little tripod.
Yep. Just go right here. Is there another camera in here?
You're probably feeling the front, yeah. The two in the front.
I thought it was two different pockets. All right, never mind. Let me just go right now. Don't close.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm sorry. No, that's absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Alright, princess. Good morning.
Alright. Hey, come here real quick. I'm just going to see if they can check my band and see if it's still powered. No. Come here, kiddos. Talking to guest relations.
Uh-huh.
Gonna go talk to guest relations and get this straightened out. Mark, we really appreciate your help.
Sorry to all that happened.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend. Have a blessed day. We can't.
Huh?
They won't.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our final boarding call, and the doors will be closing soon. Please board safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily. Thank you. Stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas. Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World monorail system. We're traveling to the Transportation and Ticket Center. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you. The spirit of Epcot has guided the design of all 28,000 acres of the Walt Disney World Resort. You'll find the application of leading-edge technology evident throughout as we demonstrate our philosophy. If you can dream it, you can do it.
Hey, look. Whoop.
Oh, Mikey. Oh, Mikey. Turn that way.
Susie and Mikey. I'm over here, Mikey. If we can get to the express, I think that would be better. Because the other one has a tendency to take its time. So regardless of its resort or is in the station, go to the right. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, please check to make sure you have all of your belongings and watch your head and step when exiting. We ask that you please exit here to make room for guests waiting to board. However, you may reboard our monorail at any time. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as you board, please move all the way across your car to make room for everyone.
Exit through the gates. left. Oh, I'm sorry, no, right. Center right. You want to be towards the back of the tree. Like right in this area.
Okay, you guys need to step back.
They're not on a gate.
Which way are we going?
And that second train pulls in and the wind disappears. I don't know. Mikey, stay with Mama, please.
Over here, bud. All the way over here. You can hold on to that one. There you go. Yes, you can. That'd be fine. Okay. You want to sit down?
He wants to sit.
Oh, okay. We're going to be going that way, so just stand right there. What's the plan?
I'm trying to bring it up right now. I think it's Big Thunder.
Please stand clear of the door.
Of Peter Pan.
Right. You're
going to
run all the way from Peter Pan to Big Thunder.
It's not that far.
Zoom us around the...
Because that's the direction we're going. Villas. It's called Copper Creek Villas. This is all controlled, yes. Although it looks very high right now. Slow down. There's the castle. I see the castle. That's where we could have had breakfast. Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be. No. I didn't see it over there by the ticket and transportation center. No, that's just guest entrance.
All right, kiddos.
Oh, I'm glad. That's so much better, too.
Y'all ready to go?
This way. No. You see what I did? Look at that. Perfect.
Watch your hand step.
Trace, just wait.
We hope you enjoy your day.
Everybody's getting out.
As you board, please pick up your card at the Bloomberg Airport and kindly offer available seating to those needing special assistance. If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the automatic doors. They will be closing in a moment.
Closing.
Thank you. We will be traveling to the transportation and ticket center.
Left.
Just walk. Well, when he gets kicked out, you can stay with him. That's a nice little shortcut.
What happened?
He just took the little stairs right there by the front. Pick one. You coming, Suze?
Say bye right into that.
Bye.
Good job.